What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time. I haven't heard that music in too long. Welcome back. Patrick Hammer joining Sal Capaccio, Joe DiBiase here on the Wester Hotline. Friday, welcome in. Pat from, of course, Channel 2 meteorologist. And, well, you had a busy morning.
Oh, my goodness. It was a rock and roll show from about, 5 a.m. until like 6:30 with some storms that rolled through. You would not have believed, guys, we have these sky cameras that look over Lake Erie, and the lightning that was taking place was just insane. And then it looks like they moved through and were relatively, they moved through and packed a punch. But all in all, it was generally... tame, but they were pretty potent as they moved through.
Did you come through pretty quick too, right? I mean, it seemed like it was going on for a while and then it just stopped.
Yeah.
And that's what we thought. It was going to be a quick hitting situation where the storms rolled through and then now they're halfway to New York City. I mean, they're moving through the Finger Lakes and about to get to Albany and Syracuse. And they're done. So we're going to see a beautiful day today, in fact, with a lot of sunshine coming through. But that rain is done. But it was pretty wild this morning.
Was that not like am I over-exaggerating it if I say I don't remember ever seeing a lightning storm where the lightning was that frequent, where it felt like it was every 3 seconds?
No, that was pretty that's not uncommon. When you get... first of all, let's talk about what these storms did before they got here. They were producing tornadoes in Wisconsin and in and around Chicago with major severe weather. So if this line of storms had moved through this afternoon, this would be a very different deal. But they kind of ran out of gas once they got here, which we expected. When storms fire in the morning, you know, you're dealing with a quarter tank of gas versus a full tank, if you think about the atmosphere having any energy left. So they were, they produced a lot of lightning, some gusty winds and heavy rain, but then they left. Before, though, they had a far worse attitude when they were in Illinois and Wisconsin. So they were a little calmer by the time they got here. But because they were so strong initially, that's what led to that crazy lightning that you saw this morning, which was just like constant.
Pat, we brought you on to talk a little bit about the Bills schedule. Now, it's not that sexy with, different places to go. It's all eastern cities, so right. I imagine we're going to get a lot of the same. But before we do that, very quickly, just on the weather here, maybe it's going to get a little chillier again, I guess, relative to the time of year. We're playing in the Power for a Purpose on Monday, Joe and I are down in Ellicottville. It looks like it's only going to be maybe about 59, 60 degrees that day, Joe, a little bit chilly for golf. And I'm looking long range. When are we going to get back to maybe having some seasonable, warmer weather to get out there, play golf, have the kids enjoy baseball, all that kind of stuff?
I'm thinking the 4th of July. I'm feeling good about that. I will say I think the flip to more constant summer comes, and it probably does so, but it may have to wait until June, unfortunately. So here we are mid-month. Today is going to be a nice day, and it's going to be warm. It's going to feel a little summery today. Tomorrow, we get some showers around, especially midday. Next week is a cool week, 50s to low 60s all week long. Monday and Tuesday, the weather looks dry. So for the golf tournament, it looks fine. It's just going to be, early spring golf or fall golf. But then things take a turn Wednesday, Thursday. It starts to get damp. We might even have a rain to deal with later Wednesday into Thursday, temperatures in the 50s. And that sets us up for Memorial Day, which, if anything, it does not look hot. That's the one screaming message that we've seen for a while. Can't guarantee. I mean, there may be some showers around, but it's going to be very, 60s and maybe some showers through the weekend. So now, not all weekend. It's a long way out. But just for your Friday through Monday, there could be some showers around next weekend.
Pat Hammer, Chief Meteorologist, WGRZ, is with us. So looking at the Bills schedule, Pat, for you, what jumps out? Like, one of the first things I saw was that I want to do the Miami trip. I'm hoping to do it this year. And seeing that fall November 9th so that it won't be a billion degrees, I hope, is pretty good. But what jumped out to you?
Oh, November 30th on, 100%. You've got a stretch of games to end the season that are all outdoor. I believe they're all outdoor, I think. And they're all in cold weather cities. All of the games are pretty much close to home. You've got Pittsburgh, you've got, you're at Cleveland, you're at New England. You have the Bengals here, you have the Jets in Philly here. But you have that stretch of games where the door is open for cold and maybe even snowy weather at any of those places.
That's amazing.
So that was the thing that jumped out at me, was just that the third chapter or the fourth chapter of the season being exposed to cold weather.
Joe already looked at Charlotte going down to play golf that weekend. We're talking, what, high 60s, Joe, maybe around that time of year in Charlotte? Is that what you saw?
Yeah, you tell me, Pat, what's good to look at for that? Because I looked at both the app, it's just one of what these apps will tell you, and what the average temperature is in that climate for that time of the year. But then also, what it's been recently and the last 3 years, you might get a lot different results than the last 10 years.
Yeah, I would say late October is pretty, pretty sweet. I think that looks like a good time of the year to be down there. You're out of the tropical season pretty much, so you don't have to worry about anything like that. I think it's going to be very comfortable. The humidity is pretty much gone. So I think you could not have maybe picked a better weekend for a Charlotte trip. And if you want golf involved, which something tells me you do, this is a pretty stellar trip. I would say October, November are pretty safe down there. So looking good for that. And like you said, the Miami game, I'm just glad it's not the third week of the season like it was a few years ago when, we were dropping like flies in the extreme heat.
I think it's the perfect time. I think it's the perfect time. I mean, it's early November. You get out of the little, it starts to get a little chillier here. It's a Sunday 1 o'clock game to enjoy, not too hot down there. Like you said, people can enjoy a weekend. It's not like a Thursday night game last year where, well, if you want to go down there, you got to, it's midweek, take off work, those kinds of things. I think it's perfect. And then 2 weeks later, a Monday night game in Houston. What do we look like in Texas and Houston in mid to late November?
Well, I was in Houston last December, and we had like tornadoes. That doesn't my point is that the winter season in Houston can be lovely and comfortable, but you are exposed to active weather down there as well. I would much rather be, though, in Houston in November versus September, October. or September. I was also in Houston last summer when it was 114, no joke. And there's nowhere to escape the heat. It's just hot and it's humid. November sounds pretty much ideal to be down there. So the timing of some of these hot, you know, Atlanta, is that a good time? You know, as you said, Houston, Miami, these cities that could be really, really uncomfortable, we're hitting those at good times.
Last thing for you, Pat. Are we, is it, like, trends for, like, winter? Is it too early for that? Or is that info start coming in?
This is a conversation I have with you guys, like, as we're leading up to the season.
Yeah.
And by the way, we calculated this. The season starts in like 16 and a half weeks, which means we have a full football season until the start of the season. It's a good way to think about it. And I think by then we'll have a better look at the winter. I mean, just going to be honest with you. If I were to tell you what I think the winter is going to be like, that's, grabbing at darts here. Little too early to tell. I think the summer is going to certainly, though, take a turn. You did ask this. After this lousy or coolish Memorial Day, come June, summer hits, and it may last a while.
You can definitively say, though, we're 100% done with snow now, right? Right.
Okay, I will say that. I would not rule out, though, next week, here, parts of the state, the highest peaks of the Adirondacks,
okay,
next week could see some flakes. I know, it's crazy. We might even have a little frost around here next week. Patchy. Nothing that's going to, you know, freak you out. But, we're done with any snow around here. But I think we've got a good summer to come. We just might have to wait to June 1st.
All right.
Okay.
Pat's declaring snow over. I'm taking that to the bank right now. Frost maybe, snow no.
The one thing that I can say with dependability that you can take with you, yes.
Okay.
Right. No more snow in late May.
All right. We'll let you get out of here. Thanks, Pat, again, for jumping on and giving us some insight, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye, guys.
Pat Hammer on the Western Hotline, Chief Meteorologist, Channel 2. Again, we had a crazy storm this morning. Man, there's some good videos on it. There's a video, actually, Pat tweeted out, I think, the video of the lightning over Niagara Falls as it's like rapid, like coming in. So if you slept through it, check out there's some good videos on it. 803-0550 is the phone number. Want to power rank some quarterbacks?
Yeah, I was just going through that here, actually. Man, this is tough. This is tough.
Let's do it.
You're going to make some people mad because I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa. I think this guy could be like, I could put ahead of him. And let's do it, man. Power rank some Bills.
All right.
Opponent quarterbacks. I think we have to figure out first, what are we doing with the Saints, the Steelers, and the Browns?
I think we should figure out who we think the most likely starter is, and then that's the person we'll put in the ranking. So
okay.
Let's go in order of them. New Orleans. Would we agree Tyler Shuck is the most likely?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes.
Okay. For Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph, just because he's on the roster? Or do you think Rodgers should be the name because... That's so tough, right? Like, is he just not going to play? I mean, I guess he can play for New Orleans.
As I sit here right now, I still think it's Rodgers, but
okay.
I mean, we have no indication that's actually going to happen.
You want to make it Rodgers, though? Do you think right now it's more likely Rodgers plays that game than Rudolph?
And it's late in the year, though, Joe. I don't know. You know?
It's tough.
What do you think?
Let's do it as though it's Rodgers. I think it'll be a little more interesting if we do it if it's Rodgers anyway.
Okay, I agree. That's good.
And then finally Cleveland, which, good luck. Cleveland should be Flacco, Pickett, Dillon Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. We had a Cleveland guest on a couple weeks ago that said, don't be stunned if Deshaun Watson plays a couple games at the end of the season. I mean.
My goodness.
I've had
two different Cleveland people I've talked to in the media who've tried to handicap this. Okay. One said it's going to be Joe Flacco because he's the veteran. Another said it's no way it's Flacco. It's either going to be Sanders or Pickett.
Are you saying for week one or for that Bills game?
For week one.
For week one. Okay. By the time they play in week 16, aren't they on to one of the rookies? Don't you
yes,
think?
Yes, I think that sounds more likely, and I would say Sanders.
All right, let's make it Shedeur Sanders. So we'll go Tyler Shuck for New Orleans, Aaron Rodgers for Pittsburgh, and Shedeur Sanders for the Browns. All right.
Okay, and just so we're clear here, we have also Penix for Atlanta, obviously, right?
Yep.
And Fields for the Jets. I don't think there's any others in here we have to think about. Okay.
All right, let's work from the top down. So we'll start at number one.
And there's clearly a top three, I think, depending on what order you want to put them in.
Right.
And that is Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow.
Yes. Okay. And, you know, how much trouble am I going to be in if I want to put Jackson 1, Mahomes 2? Is that crazy?
I don't know. I mean, there's people who get pretty mad. I mean, but, you know, some people will be happy about that. I mean,
right now, who are you?
Let's get some help from the bullpen. What do you guys think? If we have rank these three quarterbacks as far as the Bills' opponent quarterbacks, like toughest quarterbacks they'll face. Rank Mahomes, Jackson, and Burrow, top three. Because we're not taking any of them out of the top three.
Yeah.
How would you do it?
That's the other thing. I think, especially in a regular season game, I am more fearful of Lamar Jackson than I am Patrick Mahomes. I'll say it.
Okay.
Maybe in a playoff game, I'd have.
I think
answer,
I might say but. Joe Burrow even here could be number one. To be quite honest, I'm not kidding.
All right. Do you want to do it? You want to put Burrow number one?
Look at the.
We're gonna
how about
yell
this?
That
the,
if we
the
put
chat
Burrow number
is
one.
Coming in. We got the first four have Burrow number one.
Wow. I mean, that is respect on Burrow. Burrow has beaten the Bills, and the Bills haven't beaten Burrow. They have not had answers for him. Whereas, listen, Mahomes, it's not in the playoffs, but you have seen the Bills do well against him in the regular season. And then Jackson, I think, is consistently the best of these three in the regular season, but he's also the one the Bills have had the most success against, right? They force him into mistakes almost every time they play. So I'll say, should we go Mahomes then, just to do it?
I think Mahomes, you have to put the respect in the name of everything that's happening.
All right, we'll put Mahomes number one. Let's put Burrow.
I don't think it's wrong to put Jackson number two if you want. He was the MVP 2 years ago. He had a very good case last year.
Yep. All right, we're gonna put him number two. And we're gonna put Burrow number three.
Okay.
That's the top two.
I think it is clear. I want everybody to know it could clearly make a case for any of these three in any order. I think.
I agree. The first good question of this is who's number four? Because there's a top tier,
right.
And then number four, which I feel personally like Jalen Hurts is probably the right name to put here. Super Bowl champion. We know he's a great athlete. Sure, he might be a little limited with some things with his arm, and he's got the best roster around him, which helps him look great. But even...
Okay,
even
I could get with this. Yep.
Because who else? I mean, this will be the next question: is who else it could be?
Well, I think the next group and it depends on where you want to put Aaron Rodgers. By the way, at this point, I don't think I'm putting him this high.
Not yet for me. No.
I struggle between if I'm putting first. Let me put Mayfield or Tua. Who am I putting ahead of the other?
Or C.J. Stroud.
And C.J. Stroud comes in the mix here now. That's correct. I think those are the next three on my list. I will say, I think Drake May deserves some love, but we'd be putting him too high if we put him here.
Yeah, not yet. I would say there's a potential that by the end of the season, he's like in this top five. But
yes,
I'm personally a Mayfield guy. I don't know how you feel about him. Stroud had a sophomore slump, but are you projecting he'll bounce back this year? I don't know. Who do you like for number five?
I think I might put Tua here. I understand the health issues, but he's been really good when he's played.
He has. Are we doing this? Sorry.
I am a big Stroud guy, though. I'm a big Stroud guy.
Are we doing this? I should have clarified before. As though, like, this is the, like, playing against the Bills? Or just in general?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think that's what we did. I think that's what we've kind of done so far. So,
because
I guess we'll drop Tua because of the history. Correct.
That's why. Because the Bills just own that guy. So
Stroud has to go next over Mayfield then, maybe, right?
I would say Stroud then Mayfield.
Okay,
that's how I would go with it.
And then Tua or May.
And then
Rodgers.
It's pretty close for me. Do you lean one of the over the other?
Between Tua and May?
Yeah.
I just don't think you can rightfully put Drake May ahead of him yet.
All right. All right, let's put
seeing it.
We'll put Tua
like,
number
I like
seven,
Drake May, his possibilities, but I'm going to put Tua there.
Okay. Tua number seven.
He actually hasn't played terribly against the Bills, but the Bills have Josh Allen just played so great against them.
Sometimes. He's had some good games against the Bills. I mean,
that's right.
That Thursday night game last year. Like they weren't dead, were they, when he threw that wobbly throwaway right to Jamarcus Ingram, and the game was over right then and there. Like, he's had some moments against the Bills that have cost his team. He hasn't. You're right. There are other reasons why they lost.
I think he's played better here in Buffalo than he has in Miami against the Bills.
That's definitely true. Okay, so Tua number seven, Drake May number eight. There's a lot of potential there.
Right.
I feel like I would want to put him there.
Are you putting him ahead of Aaron Rodgers at this point?
Yeah,
then?
I am. I am more scared of Drake May right now in a football game than I am of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. I can get down with that. Yep. Is Rodgers next, or do you have somebody ahead of him?
Well, we're remaining options, by the way. So we're power ranking the Bills' opponents at quarterback. We're halfway through. Less than that because of division games. We're through eight. Mm-hmm. Rodgers is left. Justin Fields is left. Tyler Shuck. Michael Penix. Bryce Young. Man, the Bills play some low-level quarterbacks like on a ranking
Sanders.
List. Shedeur Sanders. And
all right, can we do it this way? All right, let's work from the bottom to kind of get ourselves there.
Okay,
I'm gonna put. Are you gonna put Shuck or Sanders at the bottom, or Fields, or Penix?
Not Fields for me. I mean, don't we have to put Sanders below Shuck? Maybe we don't have to. I mean, they went three rounds apart, but there's so much more with why Sanders probably went that late.
Right, I don't think that they anticipated Shuck to be a starter anyway. I'm gonna put Shuck below Sanders. I think
I'm in agreement with that. I think if all else is equal, Sanders is probably a better quarterback prospect. It's just there's so much extra. Sanders, though, with that being said, I think I'd want to put 15
out of 16.
Although there's not 16 quarterbacks here.
No, there's 14.
There's 14.
You want 13 out of 14.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so, I get it. Yep. I want to put Shuck at 14, Sanders at 13.
Okay. I'm into that. All right, so if we're still working our way up from the bottom, the next worst quarterback the Bills play, Fields, Rodgers, Penix. Did we like Penix last year? Penix, he made some throws. There was that one game. Was that a night game? Maybe like a big important night game where he drove them down at the end?
Yeah. He also had times where he just looked like he really needs to figure it out.
That's definitely right. Which is...
So I'm going to put him 12 here.
Okay. I'm good with that. Figuring out, by the way, he's an older prospect. He's already 25, so he better get going here.
Right. Maybe that's the wrong term to use. He had some nice moments. He had some definite he's a rookie moments.
Nope. I agree. For sure. All right. So Penix, Fields... Next, right?
But right above him, you're going to put Young ahead of Fields then, like on top of him.
I don't know. Bryce Young had, when he got back in last year,
it looked pretty good.
It was pretty good. you know? Mm-hmm. And I think the coach there is fine, better than what I think they had before. I'm seeing a lot of love for the Tet McMillan fit. So they added a receiver around him. I think, man, you're really you're trying to nitpick two quarterbacks, neither of which I would say I love. But I think I would go Bryce Young is better than Justin Fields, personally. How do you feel?
Fields looked good last year. And I mean, he had some decent numbers last year.
He did.
When he's in Pittsburgh.
You want to put Fields above?
I think I want to put Fields here. I think I want to put Fields ahead of Young.
Okay.
Personally.
I mean, he is a way better athlete.
He offers more with his legs right now. He had some nice, he kind of had a better body of work. And then, you know, Young gets benched and he comes back.
Yep. Do we want to put either of these two above Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think so.
That's too far?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to put Bryce Young at 11, Justin Fields at 10, and Aaron Rodgers at number 9.
There you go.
We like this list? So I've got Mahomes number 1, Lamar Jackson number 2, Joe Burrow 3, Jalen Hurts 4, CJ Stroud number 5, Mayfield 6, Tua 7.
Yep.
Drake May at 8, Rodgers 9, yep. Fields 10, Bryce Young 11, yep. Michael Penix 12, Shedeur Sanders 13, and Tyler Shuck 14.
And this is based on A, their obviously their talent level, but also taking into account playing against the Bills, some history.
Right.
That's where Tua falls in,
right,
in this situation. And you know, you get down towards the bottom there, Sanders and Shock, like maybe just kind of their what we're projecting them to be. Basically,
they play 4 top tier quarterbacks, and that's it this season. Right, like Stroud's got to do it. Like I think he's capable, but he's got to take a step this year. Hurts, with the roster, will be that good. Burrow, Jackson, and Mahomes are always that good. But that is it. Man, look at that. 10 quarterbacks on this list where, you know, you would expect the Bills have not just an advantage at quarterback, but a significant advantage at quarterback in each of those games. So, 803-0550, the phone number. If you disagree with anything on our list, you want to move something around, give us your thoughts, and we'll put the list out on Twitter if you missed it. Also, our pressure conversation on McDermott from earlier and our Twitter question on what's more likely, the Bills getting a path to the Super Bowl that does not include the Chiefs, or the Bills have added enough that they're finally going to beat Kansas City in a playoff game. Get to that coming back. And 9 o'clock, Dave Buchanan on the Bandits. 9:30, Nick the Railbird on the Preakness. That's all coming up here in WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection,
endless opportunities and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.